from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the push to ban smoking in New Jersey casinos is advancing in both the legislature and in the courts. The Assembly GOP promises it will have the votes to support a smoking ban should Democrats fail to secure a majority on the proposal. The bill has been the focus of hearings in the Senate and the Assembly, but has yet to receive a floor vote. This follows an appeal of a smoking ban by the United Auto Workers and the group known as Cease New Jersey to the state Supreme Court after a Superior Court judge rejected their lawsuit. Do you know that Big Rusty, the massive troll structure in Burlington County? He's about to get a lot of new friends. County Commissioner Allison Eccles says their troll trek begins later this month, featuring creatures made of recycled and natural materials.
The 18 trolls are going to be spread fairly far apart, so it might be a good idea to have transportation to go from one to the other and maybe explore some of our park trails in the meantime.
A couple of the new trolls will debut on September 28th at the county's Arts After Dark Festival. A 27-year-old man is accused of robbing women and sexually assaulting one at motels in Union County.
Prosecutors say a first victim reported being assaulted and then robbed by an armed intruder 2 weeks ago at the Motel 6 in Elizabeth. A second armed robbery was reported by another woman shortly after, about 2 miles south along Routes 1 and 9 at the Ritz Motel. Police say Jameel Aylston was arrested on Monday. The East Orange man faces charges that include aggravated sexual assault, robbery, and terroristic threats. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Taylor Swift may boost voter registration in this year's election. On Tuesday, the singer endorsed Kamala Harris and encouraged her fans to head to the polls in November and included a link to allow people to register to vote. As of Wednesday afternoon, government officials confirmed nearly 338,000 people used that link to visit the voter registration site on vote.gov. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will Hurricane Francine have any impact on us? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Dew points ticking up to about 60 today. Humidity on the rise. We're right on the edge of what I call sticky air. Once again, lots of sunshine and blue skies through this afternoon. Nice and warm with high temperatures reaching for about 80 degrees. Patchy fog is likely again tonight through tomorrow morning. It'll be comfortable but not quite as cool as it has been. Lows fall to around 60. Tomorrow, expect sun and clouds with highs pushing into the lower 80s. And Saturday looks like the warmest day of the week. Some clouds early on, giving way to sunshine, highs 80 to 85. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Piscataway is 77, Point Pleasant is 75, Camden is 77. Weather brought to you by Parks Casino. Join Jill Myra for Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino tonight at 8 p.m. Again, that is tonight at 8 p.m. Tickets are just $20 and they include your first cocktail. Must be 21. Visit parkscasino.com/comedy. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.